great chapter on faith. The Old Testament patriarchs who did great things by faith. We've been looking at Moses for a couple of weeks. And we saw 2 weeks ago, there in the 23 down through verse 27, how Moses made a decision. And the Bible says that he chose to suffer affliction, and he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches. So when he chose to stand with the Jewish people, he made a decision and forsook earthly riches for God. And then, of course, we know 40 years later, God called him back to rescue Israel out of Egypt. And that was what we looked at last week, where the Bible says that through faith, there in verse 28, they kept the Passover. And we looked last week at the Passover and how that was a beautiful representation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the coming Lamb, and how by faith they would put the blood on the doorpost to protect themselves from the death angel, and how we by faith have placed our faith in the blood of Jesus Christ for our protection from death. Carrying on Moses, we'll start there in verse 27. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians essaying to do were drowned. So tonight we're going to have a look at the Red Sea passing and story, and how that teaches us about faith. So they went through the Red Sea. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for wisdom as we go to your word, and that you would teach us through it and guide us. Lord, that we would learn something tonight just to help us walk by faith and to please you. And so we commit the service to you. May you use your word in our lives. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. So we're going to go to Exodus 14. Last week we looked at Exodus 12, which was the story of the Passover. Tonight we look at Exodus 14, the story of the Red Sea. And let's see what we can learn about faith from this passage. Verse 1, the Bible says, "The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, and over against Baal-Zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea." So God gave them very specific instructions. This was right after the 10th plague, which we read about last week, the plague of the Passover, which was not only a plague on Egypt, but it was also a memorial, as we saw, and a lesson for us about the Lamb of God that would come and take away the sin of the world. After that, Egypt had let them go, but then God sent them to a specific spot. He was very specific. "I want you to go here, and I want you, as it says in verse 2, to encamp by the sea." And so God intentionally sent them up against the sea. And I want you to think about that tonight as we're talking about faith. It was God's will that they end up trapped against the sea by the Egyptian army. God could have sent them somewhere else, but he sent them there because he was about to teach them something. And sometimes we get backed into a corner and it seems impossible. And that's not a bad place to be for a Christian, because that's when we have to place all our reliance on our powerful God, because we have no choice. They had no choice. They weren't soldiers. They couldn't fight against the army. The only choice they had was to trust God. And sometimes God puts us in those situations where the only choice we have is to say, "God, I can't do this." Well, that brings God glory when we do that. We should be doing it all the time. But sometimes, because we are kind of hard-headed, God has to force us into those situations so that he can then show his power in our lives. And that's what he did here. The Bible says, "The trial of your faith worketh patience," in James chapter 1, verse 3. When God tries us, it grows us. And so God is about to grow his children, the nation of Israel, and he intentionally put them in this situation where they were up against the sea. If you go to Mark 6, I just want to show you quickly another example in the New Testament where God taught a lesson about faith through a trial. And in this case, it was the disciples, Mark chapter 6, verse 45. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I just want to show you. The Bible says, verse 45, and straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and go to the other side before in Bethsaida while he sent away the people. When he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. So a couple things. Jesus sent them into this storm, because Jesus controls the weather. And when he said, I want you to get on the ship and go to the other side, he knew they were going to hit a storm. It's a storm that was so bad they couldn't go forward. All they could do was just keep rowing, rowing, rowing. And it says that he saw them toiling, and then he waited till the fourth watch. So even though he knew what was going on, he let them keep toiling. So think about that. He had lessons to teach. And we know the rest of the story. He came, walked on water, and he calmed the storm, and they were amazed that Jesus had power over the weather. But Jesus sent them into that storm. And God sent Israel to this specific spot where they would be trapped by the sea. So let's go back to Exodus 14 as we continue looking at what we can learn about faith through this Red Sea experience. And so notice verse 4, the Bible says, I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord, and they did so. So God even warned them, Pharaoh's going to be angry, and Pharaoh's going to come and chase after you. But he said, I want you to know that I'm with you. So on the one hand, God promises his presence and his power, but on the other hand, God also says, I am going to try you. I am going to test you. I am going to put you in situations where you need to trust me. Think about that. If after we got saved, it was just cruising all the way to heaven, we'd never learn anything and we'd never grow. Because we're selfish and hard-headed. God's got a lot of things to get worked out of our lives. So he uses these tests to do it, these trials. Well, Israel has been in Egypt for 400 years. God's got a lot to work out of them, and he's going to use trials to do it. So, skipping on ahead, it says, verse 9, the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea. So, God allowed the army to basically surround them and trap them against the Red Sea. This is where the faith comes in. Because Israel now has no choice. They can't fight. They probably aren't even armed. And they're up against the greatest army in the world at that time. Now, God was already interceding, if you look further in the story, by protecting them with the cloud. But still, they are now trapped. They are surrounded. At this point, they don't know exactly what God is planning, but they know they're in a bad situation. And has that ever happened in your Christian life? You don't know what God has planned, but you know it looks pretty bad at the moment. It looks pretty scary. If you go to Psalm 66:10, as they're, Israel's recounting what God did, now I want you to notice how they word it. Psalm 66, verse 10, it says, For thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us as silver is tried. So they're acknowledging that God proved and tried them. And we're reading about some of that proving here at up against the Red Sea. And you know, the world tries to tell you silly stuff like it wasn't very deep. Well, then why didn't they just walk through it? And if it wasn't very deep, how was it deep enough to drown chariots and horses and soldiers? Because I've heard people, oh, yeah, it wasn't that deep, and they got stuck in the mud. And, well, how'd they drown? The Bible says it was a wall on both sides, and that the army was drowned. How do you drown soldiers in this much water? You don't. That's just the world trying to explain away our miraculous God. So the Bible says in verse 10, when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. Behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. How many times does the Bible say, fear not? I've never counted, but I know it's a lot. Fear not, for I am with thee. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. We could go on. Fear not, fear not. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Even in the New Testament, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. God tells us, don't be afraid. Why? Because He's on our side. He already said, I'm on your side, I'll protect you. So verse 11, they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? See, we don't see all this in Hebrews 11:29, do we? We don't see all this in-between stuff. All we read is that they went through the Red Sea. Well, before they went through the Red Sea, they actually doubted God. They said to Moses, did God bring us out here to kill us? By the way, that was the wrong response. And one of the things that angered God the most was when they complained and murmured. And this is an example of that. So verse 12, is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, for it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. I don't know about you, but I'm not super impressed with their attitude. But how many times do we as Christians, when we get backed into a corner and it seems like an impossible situation, do we have a bad attitude about the situation? So rather than look down on them, we should just look into our own hearts and say, when I get into these impossible situations, how do I respond? Do I respond like this with moaning and complaining and getting angry at God? Or do I just sit back and say, Lord, it's in your hands. I'm going to trust you. Which is what God wants and what God is pointing us to this story to try to teach us. But again, all this in-between stuff isn't recorded here in Hebrews 11. Because God sees the end from the beginning. And that's good news for all of us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be going to heaven. Amen? If whether or not we went to heaven was based on our behavior after we got saved, would any of us be able to go? Nope. So this is a good picture of a backslidden Christian who not only has a bad attitude about their trials, but as it says there, they'd rather go back to Egypt. Like a backslidden Christian who'd rather go back into the world than trust God. And if you go to Psalm 106, the Bible says that when this happened, they actually provoked the Lord. Now, God, because they had just been taken out of Egypt, they had been there for over 400 years, God was patient with them here at the beginning. Now, as things progress in the desert, God's patience gets thinner and thinner until He starts punishing them for their murmuring and complaining. But this is the first one. Notice Psalm 106, verse 7. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. So they provoked God. That is not what we want when a trial comes. We don't want to provoke God with our lack of faith. Because that's what Hebrews 11 is all about, is faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So go back, we'll finish up now at Exodus 14. Verse 13, Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show to you today. Isn't that good? Stand still. You don't have to do anything. Just stand still. Sometimes when it's impossible, that's all we can do is just stand still, say, Lord, only you can deliver me out of this. I don't have the power, so I'm just going to trust you. Hopefully we're not going to murmur. Hopefully we're not going to say, oh, I might as well go back to the world. Hopefully we're just going to say, I'm just going to trust God. But He said, just stand still and see what God's going to do. And then He goes on to say, the Egyptians, you'll see them again no more. Tells them right up front, God's going to deal with these Egyptians. Even though it's a great army and they're powerful and they're stronger than you, God's going to deal to them. Verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you. we can make the same claim. Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against us? God is on our side, because we are His children. And verse 15, the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me, speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. Go forward where? Into the sea. And as they began to step into the sea, we all know what happened. God raised up the waters. They walked through. They got to the other side. God drowned the soldiers who were chasing after them. And then they sang a song and talked about how wonderful God was. Just a few hours after saying God didn't care and God brought them out to kill them, and then they sing His praises. So, what can we learn about faith? That sometimes God is going to put us to a situation where we have no choice but to have faith. Because we have absolutely no power to solve the issue ourselves. You know, sometimes a trial comes along and we just try to resolve it in our own strength. We do whatever we can to fix the problem. Sometimes it's just we have no power to fix it. And this is one of those times. God intentionally said, I'm going to surround you with the army. I'm going to make it look impossible. And then I'm going to show you how powerful I really am and that I care about you. I'm not only going to deliver you from the army, I'm going to kill the army. And God says we can learn from that about faith. But sometimes we need to have faith when it looks really, really impossible. Just sit back. Like He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And so the Bible says there in Hebrews 11:29, they went through the Red Sea, and the Bible says they did it by faith. Now, God didn't record any of the in-between stuff. All He says is they did it by faith. Now we just saw the reality. There was a little bit of complaining in between there, wasn't there? But in the end, they did cross the Red Sea, and they did see God work a miracle, and they did it by faith. There will be some Red Sea experiences in our Christian lives. Those are the times when we're going to really grow and learn about God, or there are times when we're going to really struggle and backslide. It's all in how we choose to respond. But they went through the Red Sea by faith. Let's pray. Thank you.